Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Out in the street, they call it weather.
Hey, the Ticket's got a special Heat draft show for you live from the American Airlines Arena on Thursday, June 20th, beginning at 7 p.m. We'll have all the coverage for you, pick by pick, with all the info and analysis after the Heat make their selection. And we'll be joined by Heat legends and their first-round pick on the air. Our NBA draft coverage is sponsored by Lexus and Super Pembroke Pines. Your number one choice and always an amazing deal. Draft coverage here on AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket. And that's, of course, assuming that the Heat don't attach their pick to a contract to get rid of it, which is always possible. I just got to throw that out there. I don't want to leave you guys in the dark, you know, man? We're live here from the 7-0 Hard Rock Poker Room, as we are each and every Friday. If you guys want to get here on Sunday, you got your Night Owl High Sands going on from 2:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Qualifying starts at 2 a.m. Win $100 every 30 minutes. And you, of course, got your SHRPO $3 million guaranteed championship event, Mega Satellite, coming up June 30th, 4 p.m., $570 buy-in. And you got five $5,250 championship seats guaranteed to check that out. And a lot of great stuff also coming to the Hard Rock Event Center. As B said earlier, you got Gabriel Iglesias here tonight at 8 o'clock. Tickets are still available for that at myhrl.com. Burt Watson presents MMA Live. That is tomorrow. We're going to talk to the great Burt Watson later on in the show today. And Chris Tucker is going to be here next week, next Friday. And we may be talking to him on the show as well. So we're looking forward to that. But you guys can get your tickets now at myhrl.com. As we settle in here, yesterday, the Toronto Raptors became NBA champions, beating the Golden State Warriors. It felt good for Kyle Lowry yesterday, who's been kind of dumped on as a choke artist, but now he was able to get that one shot. It was kind of getting away from him a little bit in that second half, because he came out guns blazing in that first half, but he hit that shot, man, and it was good for him. So you feel good. You know he lost his best friend and he was crying.
Yeah,
like,
but what wasn't his best friend like the real choke artist of that group?
Nah, Kyle Lowry was a self-proclaimed choke artist, because he would tell you like he was in his own head and he'd have all these like weird sessions and stuff like that. So they both get the stink on them, Robbie, no doubt. But it was funny because like Kawhi Leonard, I was listening to him after the game. He goes, "Listen, I'm a fun guy and I know you lost your best friend, but we could do some cool stuff." I guess that's comforting. Thank you, Kawhi. I appreciate that. But yeah, man, yesterday was an interesting game. The Klay Thompson thing was crazy. I was just reading some of the details on ESPN where Klay was like asking them, "Do you think I could play in games? I could play on Sunday?" And they're like, "No, man, you can't. No, no, you can't." He was telling Steve Kerr he only needed 2 minutes to come out there and play on his bum ass knee.
He was trying to jump up and down to like get warmed up to go back in.
It was crazy. It's crazy, but it's just unfortunate. Where it's like we had this situation where it really did feel like Toronto was so damn good. I would have liked to know what that matchup would have been, because it felt like they were such on all cylinders and Kawhi was playing at such a level where I would have even liked to see what that would have been like full strength. And we're probably never going to get that answer, because we all assume that Kevin Durant's going to move on to something else and Klay Thompson is probably going to stay. But now he's going to be, I don't know, maybe come back in the middle of next year, maybe the end.
Do you think I'm out of my mind by saying if the Warriors had KD and Klay full strength last night, they definitely win that game?
I don't know. It's tough to know. Like when they had KD for those few minutes in game five, they were going punch for punch. I mean, in fact, the Warriors started.
But it wasn't full strength, KD. Obviously, it was. I mean, I don't know.
But how much more full strength can you get than perfect from 3 points and having to put that pressure on Kawhi Leonard and all that stuff?
Well, obviously, you know, when your Achilles ends up somewhere near your groin, it's a problem.
It is a problem.
Yeah.
It was, but it was. Now, we feel good for Toronto, basically everybody except for Drake.
By the way, Robbie, your boy Duarte out there last night being doc. Now he's sports doc.
What did he say?
Because he's a trainer. I got to find the tweet. Because this guy, at 2 in the morning, I'm responding to this.
And according to the texters, apparently he did a one-hour rip fest on our show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that was true or not, but that's just according to the texter.
A one-hour rip fest on what?
Like on just us four. I guess because we were ragging on him for his minor league hats.
Oh, we didn't rag on him. I just asked about it. But, you know Duarte. He's all sensitive because he's like half vegan.
Duarte rolls out there like 1:30 last night. One has to assume that the toll of 5 straight years of long playoff runs for both KD and Clay attributed to their injuries. It's like, didn't like a million other players play in the playoffs for like those years?
I mean, LeBron had 8 straight finals.
It seems like the Kevin Durant thing.
No, but it does have to be asked about this. Because here's the thing. At the end of this season, the guy who's holding up the trophy and the finals MVP trophy, which he decided to leave.
Yeah, took a whole year off.
Not only took a whole year off, but this year he actively took a lot of games off. Like he missed a quarter of the season.
We can have the discussion about is the NBA season too long?
It is, and
everyone would tell you that they think it is.
Well,
but
this is the big problem with the NBA season, though. Like, remember when we were doing playoff watch for the Heat, right?
Yeah.
How many games did we go into saying, oh, they're not really playing for anything? That team's tanking. That team already has it established. And so it feels like you have this by the end of it, the teams that need like the actual 82 games to make the playoffs are like 6 teams. And the rest of the teams are either tanking to get a good draft pick or they're already locked into their position because they got off to a really hot start.
And they really don't care that much about home court in the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll take a few games off. They'll be okay being the 2 seed.
So it's just like you're sitting here and you're like, all right, what are we playing for in these last couple of months? Just to play games? Are we doing this to appease the 500 or close to 500 just above, just below teams so they, we know what the difference between the 6 and 7 is to give them a little extra chance? Because it seems like we were sitting through these games and we were like, I can predict that game. I can predict that game. Oh, they're not playing for anything. And ultimately, you don't want that in sports. You don't want these games where it's nice that you have the extra games. If they were to actually mean something, but it feels like they don't.
There's no other way to do it. Like, they already stretched out the 82 games over more time. They're starting earlier in October.
It's not perfect. I think it really has to happen. There just needs to be more of an acceptance where, because these guys get a lot of criticism when they do take off, and I think it just needs to be one of those things where, if they do, then the culture of it needs to be more accepting of, hey.
And you can't have less games either. The owners will never go for that, to have just a short season.
No, they're not
going to
go for that, not unless they can pay and especially with the way the contracts are going. The players are getting paid way more. The TV money's way bigger. The Supermaxes are skyrocketing. So you don't have a great solution there other than if you have a star player, and especially if you're a contender and you have a feeling you're going to go deep, you really need to be reasonable about how much those guys play.
But and then they're going to come up with cockamamie rules about, well, you can't sit a healthy guy out for blah, 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 and this and that, because...
Yeah, remember the Spurs got in trouble
right,
for this.
Yeah, I mean, because, it affects the gate of, if people are wanting to go see whatever guy is coming to your town and he's not playing, well, that pisses people off.
It does, but it has to be one of those things where, And that's the other thing, because a lot of these teams charge by the teams coming in, too. Like, you can up a package based on, like, say the Heat sell a group package to you, right, of tickets, and you want the Warriors games.
Right.
Those are going to cost a little bit more.
Of course.
Or when LeBron comes to town, costs a little bit more.
Right.
It's imperfect, but ultimately the fans are going to be happiest when their teams win. And so if that means that your guy misses 10 games a year or a dozen games a year.
I think we go to college, 2 20-minute halves.
No. I hate college basketball.
There we go, 2 20-minute halves.
No.
Solve the problem.
Oh, so we can all become Virginia?
That was easy. No problem. Took care of it.
Nope, you didn't.
Yeah. Less minutes equals less time.
No.
Less stress in the body.
I don't think you fixed it at all.
Yeah, I totally fixed it. No problem. See, no. It didn't even take.
Minus
it took,
one.
Took like 10 seconds. I
nope.
fixed it.
Minus one.
Going to college.
Minus one.
220. Minus one.
Headlines. Let's get the headlines.
Yeah, we have breaking news.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Robbie, did you see the breaking Marlins news, or do you want me to get it?
Go ahead. Say it out there.
Okay, it's out there. Marlins announced Jose Ureña is heading to the 60-day DL.
Wow.
Back injury.
Yeesh. So that means Yamamoto is going to get plenty of starts.
Yep.
Hawaiian punch out.
Now, I heard yesterday afternoon D'Lou talking with Curtis, and they were debating whether Hawaiian Punch could sustain what he did the other night in his first start. And maybe. I mean, he might have that kind of talent. But also, once teams start getting film on him and prep for
him. Yeah, his next start is going to be against the same Cardinals.
You know, we'll see what happens.
I don't – you know – the thing with him is he's a self-admitted finesse pitcher. Like, he's not a guy who's going to go out there and strike out a whole lot of guys. So if he's going to do that, he's going to need to do what he did this last start, and that's induce a lot of ground balls. And a lot of the times, if guys do have that kind of talent, like, he had a heavy-ass sinker in that slider in that game, which was really hard to hit. You know, as long as he doesn't hang it, he should be all right. He got some great defense behind him. He got into a couple of pickles, but even still, man, just to get any positive feels out of the yellow trade was just absolutely massive. You guys also forgot to mention that Martin Prado is going back to his home, which is...
Yeah, he's back on his 10-day.
He's back on the 10-day IL with a hamstring.
Does he have to change his address? Because he used to be 601 disabled list. It's now 601 injured list.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh, my God.
On a typical, hits a ground ball to the pitcher, halfway to first base, bam, hamstring.
All right, what else you got, Robbie?
Catches him like a bear trap.
We got the U.S. Open going on.
Well, we do.
The leaderboard is brought to you by, get the email up. I just clicked away from the email. I just did a beast there. All right, email is brought to you by Golf Miami Dade. Save $5 on your next round using promo code MAJOR, not like Major Tom, just MAJOR. Visit GolfMiamiDade.com for tee times and use the promo code MAJOR to save $5 on your next round. GolfMiamiDade.com. Beast.
This is Golf Control, the major time. Justin Rose atop the leaderboard at 7-under for the tournament. He is minus one through the day. Remember, this is West Coast, so a lot of the golfers haven't teed off yet. We have Chesson Hadley and Matt Kuchar and Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele.
I think it's Schauffele.
Schauffele and Louis Oosthuizen. Oosthuizen.
By the way, how's Leroy going to handle? Because he's like during the British Open, he's like
for second.
He's regularly up at like 4:30 in the morning on the first round of the British Open, watching the tee times. Now this U.S. Open's going to be like super late. I don't know if he's going to make it to the end.
He'll make do.
He'll figure it out. Rory McIlroy, who Leroy picked to win the
lots
whole
of coffee,
thing, is 3-under. Oh, dude, well, sucks. That's. I mean, he's addicted. Anyways.
We got a petty watch all weekend of Rory McIlroy.
As Robbie would say, Brooksy Koepka is at 2-under.
Rory McIlroy is small potatoes.
Tiger is 2-under.
In stature and importance of tournaments, he wins.
And the guy that I really thought I got some tips that it was really in it, although he hasn't teed off yet, is Jon Rahm, who is 2-under as well. So there's your PGA U.S. Open leaderboard.
And we were talking about the Marlins earlier, that we haven't mentioned yet that they start a series tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
Trevor Richards, the Silver Fox, Macho Man, he's on the mound for the Marlins.
Oh, yeah, the Silver Fox. Got the best changeup in the entire rotation. Yeah. And the thing that the Buccos never want to forget with these matches with the Fish is how they used to fail Jim Leland every single year. He would sit there managing for him. And you know who didn't fail him? The Marlins. That's where he won his World Series. Bobby Bonilla as well. So you had these Buccos out there saying, oh, Jim Leland, he's a Pirates great. Not a Pirates great, because he didn't win a World Series with you, and he didn't even have the best Barry Bonds, who was juiced to the gills. No further questions, Mean Gene.
Was Barry Bonds, he was not juiced when he was in Pittsburgh. Cause
no, that was 40-40 Barry Bonds.
No, if you read Game of Shadows, like his juicing started because of McGuire and Sosa, because he was pissed about how much attention they got because he was way better than them. He had petty juicing.
He petty juiced.
Now,
petty
juiced. You bring up that point, and I'm just throwing it out there.
That'd be such a great name for a business, the Petty Juice Bar, except it wouldn't be smoothies. It would be steroids.
I love it.
Now, I'm not saying he's doing this, but you bring up the petty juicing from Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
And it started once he left Pittsburgh, and then he becomes this new thing in San Francisco.
Right, right, right.
So maybe there's a certain superstar who had some petty juice toward, had two other outfielders that were better than him that leaves a club and now is doing great things with another club.
Oh, interesting.
I'm just
one could jump to those conclusions, Robbie. I'm not. I mean, we shouldn't say
no. Yeah.
I mean, we're journalists, but one could come to that conclusion.
I mean, one could crow about that.
Yeah. We you know, it's just logical. I'll tell you. It's not crazy.
The petty is strong. It's very powerful. You can never underestimate petty.
I mean, maybe there's a petty juice bar in Milwaukee.
All right, we need to get to this Yahoo Drake.
Wait, just for a moment, because I have a doom pick that is due.
Oh, okay, what do you got?
I mean, you got 50 minutes. But
I
yeah,
know I do, but I'll just make it now, which is England against Argentina coming up at 3 o'clock. England's a 2.5-goal favorite. England's number 3 in the world in the FIFA rankings. Argentina is below Thailand. They're at, like, 37 in the world. And whereas Argentina was really happy with the draw against Japan, and England didn't play the first match they played great. They only scored 2 goals, and they kind of let up in the second half. I don't think they're going to do that again. They're going to pound Argentina. England, I'll take them by the 2.5.
I think that's a semi-good bet because before U.S. beat Thailand 13-0, the previous record for a blowout loss was an 11-0 loss. You know who the loser was? Argentina.
Yeah. So there you go. There's my pick.
All right, when we come back, we'll get to two superstars. Goran Dragic has made his decision on what he wants to do and gives inclination on his future. And then this Yahoo Drake, who's just, I mean, his behavior after yesterday's game was just unbelievable, especially with his bleep talking to Klay Thompson. We'll get to that next. Ah, yes. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin Leroy and Beast. We're live in the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room, as we are each and every Friday. Want to remind you guys that the 2019 hurricane season has arrived. You've been noticing the bad weather lately. It's been crazy. It feels like summer in South Florida, man. Once again, the ticket is combining with the team at Local 10 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to the ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on the ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from Local 10 and AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. Yesterday, Toronto was crazy after they won. So crazy, in fact, that the news was finding the crazy people out on the streets. So Robbie got me this video. And if I could set the scene for you, it's this bloke. He's wearing a Kyle Lowry jersey, right?
Why are you saying bloke?
He's a guy. That's how we talk.
But Canadian?
Yeah, super Canadian.
I don't believe that we call Canadians blokes.
He's a Canuck.
There you go.
So this Canuck is just sitting out there, right? And he's with a Kyle Lowry jersey on. But he also has what looks to be an uprooted palm tree in his hand.
What?
Yes. He's wandering the streets, clearly intoxicated, with a palm tree in his hand. Now, we know these news reporters. Sometimes they just can't help themselves, and they get in the crosshairs. And so this fine gentleman from Canada decided, let me interview Buddy, who's walking around with a tree in the middle of Toronto.
White guy. What's with the plant, man? Where'd you get that?
It's a housewarming gift for Kawhi.
Oh, I see.
He's staying.
Does he know this yet?
I'm waiting. Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him yet. I think he's somewhere in Oakland right now celebrating his butt off.
Well, when you see him, tell him I got a housewarming gift. Tell him I love him.
I will. What kind of plant is that?
Tell him thank you for the shot.
What kind of plant is that?
It's a plant for Kawhi. It's a Kawhi plant.
It's a Kawhi plant.
It's a Kawhi cactus.
Have a good night, man.
Coactus.
Coactus. I like to collect it. It's a plant guy says it's a coactus. I think plant guy, I think he's doing well. I think he's having a good night. Let's just put it that way. Coactus.
We the forest.
It's a new species of plant.
We the forest.
Have a good night. Have a good night. There you go. Plant guy, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
It's a coactus.
It's a housewarming gift for Kawhi. You know him? Tell him I love him.
I didn't, you know, like I stayed up late last night. I was up till 2:30, but most of it was either arguing with Zach Duarte or in other Twitter beefs.
Yep.
In DMs.
Or we were just trying to get an NBA guy up till 2:30 in the morning.
No, I wasn't thinking about that.
Hey, how's your search going, by the way?
I gave up the search because you're such a Debbie freaking Downer.
How am I a Debbie Downer?
Because you are. You poo-pooed it from the beginning. You thought the boss was behind it.
I was just skeptical of your intentions.
No, like, my intentions were fine, and you just bleeped all over it.
No, because somebody suggested Woj, and I just said he's boring.
Okay. And then you lied, and you're like, oh, I could have Woj right now.
I could get Woj
right now if
I want
to. Show me the text, because you're like,
I call.
I've confirmation.
That's how I get people.
Let me see your calls.
Go ahead.
Let me see the number.
Let me see
what time you called Woj's guy. 860 number. What do you got?
My phone reset. It's weird. Strange.
Such a liar.
Nah, man. Oh, maybe it's in my WhatsApp.
This guy goes, yeah, I can get Woj anytime. I know his guy. I'm like, the day after the finals, you're not getting Woj on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. And then 5 minutes later, oh, yeah, he just got back to me. He can come on at 135, but that's the Mag 7, so we can't move that. And then that conversation turns into,
I won't move anybody for the Mag 7.
Who would we move the Mag 7 for?
Nobody.
I'm like, what if Conor McGregor would come on?
Nope.
And he's like, nope. Not moving the Mag 7. And I'm like, how about Vladimir Putin himself?
Nope.
Vladimir has to wait for in line in my country. How about Gogi? Nope. So you won't move the Mag 7 for anybody, except we've done it before.
Beaks.
I call shenanigans on your whole attempt to get Woj.
It's not that hard to get Woj. He's just not a great guest on the radio.
It doesn't matter. You're talking bleep. You didn't try to get him on.
Look, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. It's coactus.
I wish you people could have the same experience that Leroy and Robbie and I have every day, which is seeing the Tobin bleep eating smile. It is a thing of beauty. It belongs in the Radio Hall of Fame.
I could get Woj if I wanted Woj. I choose not to. it's not that hard. I've been doing this a while. I know how to get Woj. I just don't want to.
I'm not doubting that you could get Woj. I'm just saying the day after the finals.
It doesn't matter. I choose not to.
You know what? Fine. Well, you win.
By the way, like, is Woj even allowed to say some of the stuff? Like, we can ask him questions, and he might know the answer, but he can't. He might like be obliged not to answer.
That's why you can't have him on. Because when you do have him on the radio and you ask him questions that he knows the answer to, hems and he haws. Like the last time we had him on, we had him on the morning show, and it was an fest because he didn't want to give any of the goods.
But I would love to ask him. Do you sit in Sham's lap or does he sit in yours?
He's gonna and aw at that question.
So you're gonna be rude to him?
No.
So now you want me to use my connections, but you want to burn bridges.
I don't want to burn bridges.
You really want to burn bridges.
Because you know I have the theory that they're the same person.
They're not, though.
They are.
They're not.
They are. I've seen
Shams on television.
Okay, fine. They're not the same person, but they literally get the scoops at the same time, and they just flip a coin. This time you get to tweet it out first. Like, that's how it works.
It's not.
They get a group, is that a
exactly
group text?
I don't know how it works because you're not a journalist. I'm a journalist. I know how it works. Okay? I know how it works. Now we need to get the investigative journalism of Drake. Our investigations.
I don't want anything about Drake.
Our investigations have shown that Drake is a bleep hole. And that was shown yesterday by him holding court with reporters after chugging champagne like he was a champion.
If I had to see that ass on stage one more time jumping around to replays, I was going to ruin my plasma.
It's the only unlikable thing about the Toronto Raptors. And again, I like Drake. I don't mind his music. He's got some bangers.
If Leroy were here, he'd punch you.
He's got some bangers. When we went to the boxing last time around here,
yeah.
Between every round, whether it was his song or feature, every one of them had Drake. He's a hit maker. You got to give it up.
He definitely has a lot of enemies.
He's no DJ Khaled.
Another one. Now, did you see that video, by the way, of salty DJ Khaled being upset that he wasn't number one in the Billboard charts?
No.
It's hilarious.
I try not to follow all that stuff.
Well, he was not
My
happy.
Life is better off.
He was not happy, and quite frankly, I'm Team Khaled here.
So,
and he should have been number one.
Question for you:
made that Marlins song.
So, they negated a lot of his numbers, Robbie. It was shenanigans.
Is Drake on one of the cars, floats, whatever they do for the parade?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So here he was last night. They win, right?
No, I don't want to hear it.
No, we're hearing this.
No,
listen to this dude swaggering up to reporters. Letting everybody know how it feels for him to be a champion.
Drake, how does this feel right now? How does this feel for everyone?
This is poetic. This is poetic. You just gotta watch it happen. The 6-6, Kyle Lowry with the ring, Kawhi Leonard bringing a chip to the city. I want my chips with the dip. That's all I know. I don't want my chips playing. I want my chips with the dip. So bring them dips. That dynasty's over. We did what we had to do. Praying for KD, praying for Big Poppy. But tonight belongs to Toronto. It's not about what it means. You know what it means. You can turn your cameras up to the screen and know what it means. We did this. We did this off of heart. We did this off of love. We willed this into existence. We manifested this. I told you the first time. People like to make memes. Make another meme out of this. It's beautiful. Look at my brothers up there celebrating it. It is what it is. You see what my hat says. Not finals, not Eastern Conference, not nice try, or see you next year. Champions. Let's go. Real talk.
Yeah. Doing this for KD and Big Poppy?
What? No. He said prayers up for Big Poppy and KD, but it's not about them. It's about Toronto.
Yeah, I don't understand the timing on that one, but okay.
Listen. He's got to pray for Poppy and KD, but not right now. It's time
to
celebrate Toronto.
If I never hear from him again, that would be amazing.
Well, here's what happened, okay?
No.
So they show
no more.
You have to.
I can't.
It's too good. So they show him. They show Steph Curry in the tunnel, right? And he's on a FaceTime call with Drake.
What?
Yeah. And you can clearly hear that it's Drake because it's got that Drake-ness to it. And at the end of it, he goes, Steph, all love to your family. And tell Clay I forgive him for calling me, I can't say the word, but let's just say it's woman's parts.
Oh.
He was called after one of the games. Drake got called
like
that by
cat?
Clay. Yeah.
Okay.
And tell him I forgive him for that. So, you know, Steph Curry laughed over that. And they're like, all right, man, let's move on. Because, you know, Drake has a Steph Curry tattoo. So then he gets on Instagram Live afterwards, all right?
No.
And
no.
He decided to take more shots at Klay Thompson and let you know that he is designing the championship rings.
Hey, Klay, I remember that thing you said about me that one time at that one game. I'm going to let it slide, though. I told Steph and I'm going to let it slide. You didn't mean it. Huh? You didn't mean it. It's all good. When I see you wakeboarding with your friends this summer in Quicksilver shorts, It's going to be all love, I know. You didn't mean it. Huh? You didn't mean it, big dog.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Two songs dropping tomorrow. And I'm designing the rings. What else? What else do you want from me? Huh?
Oh, my God.
What else do you want from me? They said I was a curse. Now they're cursing each other out.
Oh, my God.
If Leroy were here, he would get up and walk away. I can't, bro. We cannot play that guy. No.
Why?
No. I don't think there's anyone I detest more than him.
And Texter writes in, fellas, after what Drake did for the University of Miami, I have no ill will towards him. He gave a lot of money to people that I didn't even know.
Yeah, no, that's great. Wonderful.
He did. That's fine. And nobody's saying he doesn't do great stuff. Drake does great stuff. I'm not trying to
deny
that.
He's just bleeping annoying.
He just thinks that – he thinks he's as much a part of this championship as Kawhi Leonard. And
I'm designing the rings. That's what that guy said. I'm designing the rings.
Somebody says, I hope Drake stubs his pinky toe on the direct corner of his coffee table. It's just like...
And then there's going to be a parade, and we're going to have Drake cam on the parade.
Oh, yeah.
And he's gonna go, it's going to be ridiculous.
Did you see the Photoshop I sent you? How he Photoshopped himself, or somebody Photoshopped him, has Michael Jordan hugging the trophy?
Yes.
And
he said,
got one?
Yes.
Got one?
Yeah. I know. I saw it. I wanted to throw my phone when it came in. So can we make a rule? Like, you're not allowed to send Drake memes, pictures, anything.
No.
And we're
it's
not
too good.
To,
it's
we're not allowed to play Drake on the show.
It's cooking right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm not banning it
There's
right now.
There's going to be so much more over the next week. I don't want. Please.
He told Klay Thompson, I'm going to let it slide.
I told Steph, I'm going to let it slide.
I'm going to let it slide.
What? You and your Quicksilver shorts in the summer.
What are you talking about? I'm going to let it slide.
I got two songs dropping tomorrow.
I'm going to let it slide. Jesus. I'm so shook. My favorite part was when he was just like telling, but my favorite part is definitely when he's telling the reporters, prayers up for KD and Big Poppy. But that's not about them tonight. It's about Toronto. It's like, well, mean, you could just say it's about Toronto. You don't have to throw the prayers up. You could pray later.
It's fine. Yeah, like, it's cool.
We don't need – what? He must have been he was seriously toasted. Like, he was chugging the champagne. That champagne gets to you quick. Sneaks up on you.
Oh, yeah. You can – oh, man. I mean, yeah. I've had some problems.
Praying for Katie, praying for Big Poppy, but tonight belongs to Toronto.
So great.
Why?
One dude just got almost assassinated.
Why?
He almost got assassinated.
Yeah. Yes.
Prayers up.
Praying for Katie, praying for Big Poppy, but tonight belongs to Toronto.
Well, why are they even?
Why is he praying for Clay?
Oh, he hates Clay clearly, because of his Quicksilver shorts. He clearly hates him. He called him a meow meow. He's not about to throw prayers. You don't throw prayers up for somebody who calls you that. It's ridiculous.
By the way, how was Drake not at the game last night? I know he likes to hang out and dress.
You know
apart.
Why? You know why? Because he was scared of the curse. That's why he doesn't want to show up for his first game in Oracle and they don't win. And everybody calls them cursed.
You know what? They only won one game when Drake was in attendance. You won that bet, Tobin.
I know. Look, hey, Robbie, he knows that curse is legit. I don't count this Raptors thing. I don't consider the curse
evaporated. No, I agree. This does not break the curse.
Listen, he shook up the heavyweight championship of the world. Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, Drake. He shook that up. Two people shook up the world, Ali and Drake. That Drake curse is a monster. It's unstoppable.
He hasn't talked to a Tyson Fury recently, has he?
No, I don't think Tyson Fury would allow that. Slap him right in the face. And, by the way, speaking of that Miami stuff, once that video came out, pretty sure the Canes' bill was due and then everything went downhill from there.
That's
right, yep.
So
Pittsburgh and AC Championship game and the party was over. And then 7-6.
Somebody says he said on IG Live that the Raptors asked him not to go to the away games. And he probably thinks that's like, oh, yeah, you're right. No conflicts. No, they didn't want you to go because you're cursed. That's why, Drake. That's why.
Can you imagine if he was at the game and let's just say they won and he was at the game, how much more obnoxious it would be? He would have literally, as the owner is accepting the trophy, he would have stepped right in there and grabbed it.
Oh, man. He's never going to take that ring off either.
Oh, my God.
Never. Never.
Oh, my God.
That ring's going to be on at all times. More than Zaslow. And Zaslow wears that thing to, like, Subway. He goes, he's got that ring on.
I have a championship ring.
But you don't wear it all the time.
No, I don't wear it at all. It's in my safety deposit box. It's where it stays.
By the way, we have a pending streak of, you know, being mad at Zaslow and bringing it up during the show. Is that still all going with any of you two? Well, not Tobin, but Beast. Did you listen to anything? You were upset? Anything that Zaslow said this morning?
I didn't listen this morning. Because, like I said, I went to bed extra late last night, so...
I'm so happy this NBA season is over. I'm so tired.
No, the real season starts.
But don't you...
Free agency.
I'm so sleepy.
But you will listen to the Overnight Robbie free agency show.
Of course. I would never miss that. I would never miss that. But I was... Like, yesterday, I did that Stugatz move where I just kept eating to stay awake during the finals.
Does that really work?
It did for me. Because you know what I did? I wouldn't sit down to watch the finals. I was standing up. And I would just kept pacing back to the kitchen and back, and I kept coming back with snacks, and I had so many snacks. It was really disgusting what I did to my body.
If I eat, I go into food coma. That's not what I need to do.
I stole my kids' chicken nuggets from their leftover Happy Meals.
Of course you did.
Okay. Big bag of Cheetos.
Oh, no.
Peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Yeah. Those are go-tos.
Oh, a peanut butter jelly sandwich late night's good.
Ice cream.
Oh!
I couldn't stop, man. I was a machine.
Well, I will say this. So yesterday, I didn't know this, but Ben & Jerry's was in the freezer at the work. And they have this flavor, Tonight Dough. And it's like all the goodness in one. It's like cookie dough, cookies and cream, peanut butter cookie dough, like molten fudge, chocolate, brownie chunks, all in one flavor. And so everyone was like, hey, you gotta try this Ben & Jerry's. It's the best stuff ever. And I was like, fine, okay. Like, I'm still trying to cut back a little bit from the stomach virus, but I was like, I'll go in. All right, so I had a scoop of that yesterday at work, and then when I got home, I was like, can't have sweets, no dessert late, whatever. And so we had some, like, Anthony's Cold Fire Wings and whatever last night for the game, and then it became late night, and I was watching the post game and all the stuff, and I was, like, itching for ice cream. So what I did was I took one of the kids, like, little tiny, like, you know, like, little Publix cups. It's like two scoops of little ice cream in a cup. And I was like, this is good enough for me. This is all I need.
You know what? And now it all makes sense now, Beast, because you were throwing down so many scoops. That's like, you know what? Wait a minute. We need an NBA guy who brings us the scoops. Let's start getting an NBA guy on our show. Now I see where you got this from.
Oh, some breaking news on Klay Thompson. You want it?
Minus one, but yes.
Minus one.
This is Connor Latorno, who covers the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle. Just spoke with Klay Thompson's father, Michael. He says there is, quote, no question Klay will re-sign with the Warriors. Golden State is expected to still offer him a full five-year max deal. Told you. I'm an NBA expert. You didn't need anybody on today. Because what did I tell you was going to happen?
I'll say that during the break.
I told you.
I don't want to say what I was going to say.
I told you.
Because you threw an idea out about an expert to get on, and then you found out what that expert would be, and we were all like, that's not happening. You should take that guy's place.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Rhymes with cuker.
Whoa, that's a borderline.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, really, like that. That's who we got as our insider?
Yeah.
Hard time, man.
Remember when Chris Bosh was supposed to go back to Toronto?
Oh, dude, he got catfished.
I don't want to listen.
Got catfished. Although, hey, now Kyle Lowry, since that trade, that he could have had, Kyle Lowry's got more rings than Chris Bosh since that fake trade. Since that fake sign-in trade by Rick Bucher. We're back after this. We're back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Beast and I are out at the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. Got the soccer up in action. You got all these great TVs here, man. You don't miss any of the action while this is going on. So if you're sitting here, if you're a poker player and
little
just
upset,
sitting out of hand, don't worry about it, man. You got the games in action hitting above hand. If you're like Robbie, you probably got the quad box going up on your iPad, whatever it is. Just relax here, man.
I'm not
this
happy
the
about the reggae girls getting their ass kicked.
What's the score?
Yeah, it was 5-0, I believe,
a lot
the final
to a little.
One.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, you know, my listen, I've got the United States. That's my country, right?
Yep.
America. And then after that, it's a close tie for second between Israel and Jamaica.
What about London? I mean, England, you know, because your last name.
Yeah, I mean, that would come in fourth, but, you know.
And you love the Premier League.
I do love the Premier League, but home countries. I've never been to Israel. I would like to go, but I have been to Jamaica several times, so.
My top four countries, America, 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 and America.
Yeah. I would figure you would pick England because betting is completely legal, and in the stadiums you can just go plunge your brains out.
Oh, I mean, that's great, but, you know. I still root for America. I mean, that is awesome, though.
I'm just saying, like, if you had to flee the country for some reason, like if one of your guys, you know.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah, that is possible.
Like, maybe you could find some sort of place to go in England where you can show up to, like, a B-League, like a fourth-level soccer match and bet your brains out.
He'd do it. Following up on this Masai Ujiri cop thing that went down.
Oh, yeah. So what's
he very
deal?
Clearly has a credential in his hand, man. So I don't
know. Wait, you see a picture?
Yeah, there's video of it. Check it out. I'll show you. He's going out onto the floor, and he's very clearly got his credential in hand as he's about to walk out on the floor because he's watching the thing finalize.
Hold on. Okay, that's him in the back there?
Yeah, that's him right
they
there.
They win. He has his credential right
in
there.
In hand as he's about to go out on the floor. So I don't know what this dude was talking about, not seeing his credential. Also, you're not taking a bunch of people's words for it at that point. Like, for example, does Pat Riley have a credential?
Let me ask you a question. Seriously.
Yeah.
Do you not believe that if Pat Riley were questioned by anyone at the American Airlines Arena about who you are and do you belong here, that person would not get fired immediately?
Well, let's even make it the road. Like, let's put Pat Riley at Oracle. That guy's not asking Pat Riley for credentials. Pat Riley.
Was there profiling going on?
I'm just saying, man.
Was there profiling going on?
Well, what do you think?
It sounds like there was.
It's very weird, man. That's a weird thing going on. Speaking of Pat Riley, he got the news yesterday that Goran Dragic has decided, I want to come back. Pete, listen. It's Gorky. If think about it long and hard, and I've decided that I am going to take the multi-year deal from Yaz. Just kidding. I come back. $19 million. See you later, son of bitch. Do you think that he calls Hassan Whiteside and says, you're next, buddy, that you have to opt in with them?
It's like, listen, we have beef.
Hassan, listen. Please, let us take all of salary cap. All of it. They made their bed. Now they lie in it. Or do you think he's just happy to be back? I was kind of surprised that his agent came back and told the Herald that he wants to be in Miami forever. Very strong words. Very strong words.
He may not have a choice, though. As you said, once you sign, you could be traded.
He can't be traded. Yeah, and the agent did say that there was no assurances made to him that they are going to be in Miami forever, but he just wanted to make it clear he likes it here. And remember, Miami was on his list when he initially asked for the trade from Phoenix. Even lovable little Goran Dragic, he demanded a trade and got it done. Somehow Goran Dragic is more successful than Anthony Davis. That's pretty funny. But he asked for either the Knicks, the Lakers, or the Heat, and he got Heat. And so now, and then he signed his deal. Remember that he gave up 2 first-round picks for him. And so now we're up to the final year. I do say this, like, look, if you wanted Goran Dragic to opt out, a couple things with this, in all seriousness. One, if only Goran Dragic opts out, you got no moves to make. It does nothing for him. You're over the cap. You're just losing him for nothing.
No,
it's just,
you need S'mores.
The only thing it's going to do is it's going to make you a little bit, I guess, more comfortable because you'll probably just give the starting point guard role to Justice Winslow at that point. But that's not anything I don't think can't be worked out. The other thing you got to realize is Goran Dragic missed a lot of time. I mean, we could joke about this Heat team, and we could joke about, you know, what they are and everybody is the same and all that. And okay, fine. But that injury of losing Goran Dragic, who's the only legit all-star they've had over the last couple of years, and even that took how many alternates to get him there? You lose that guy for the majority of the season, that's going to affect your record. Like, he is as consistent as it gets for this team. And a lot of guys that were either coming back from injury or young guys finding new roles or guys stepping out of bounds. And so you get Goran Dragic back and he plays for you, your team's going to be better.
Well, no, like, he is what he is. You know what you're getting. Good dude. Good for the organization.
I love suits.
He does love, and his family too. They love Kenny over there in Austinburg.
Handsome, nice.
Wife, happy life.
Listen, Father's Day come up. And what I want is new custom suit. One that look like the John Wick, yes. The same one that he killed Boban in. Spoiler alert.
That was awesome, that scene. Did you see the movie yet?
No.
Oh, my God. So over the top great.
But, yeah, man. So they're still waiting on Hassan Whiteside. His opt-in is $27.1 million, so... highly unlikely that he's going to opt out of that unless he really just is miserable here. But
no, wouldn't the trade-off be able to sign a longer deal somewhere else?
I suppose, but just to make up.
He's still got that same long-term deal after this season.
You're pushing
get his $27 million.
Yeah, you're pushing.
You would have to assume the Heat would want him after this season.
No, but somebody else could give him that. Whatever long-term deal he can get opting out now, he can get that same long-term deal with another team a year from now.
Not if he sucks.
I mean, how much different could it be from last year?
I don't know.
Maybe he comes back and he's just a completely different
Stop.
Dude. He's got this great attitude.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
And he's gonna stretch the floor.
Definitely, sure.
And he's gonna pass, and it's gonna be great.
He's not gonna pout. He's gonna be great.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
And he won't leave a game early to go to the bathroom.
Right.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna happen. He's not gonna talk to his fish.
No. Keep doing that. You gotta do you.
You won't see him playing 2K with all his buds.
Yeah, man. I'm saying, like, things can still be different. There's still time. You're 30. Still time. This guy was 11 on a couple years ago. Don't worry about it. It's basically like he's NBA 24. It's all good. Time to turn it around, man. Hashtag third hour is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.